the Lord in prayer in just a moment. Let's turn to our Bibles, in our Bibles, to Luke chapter number 17. And I'm going to try to preach this morning. And like I said, I've had a lot on my mind and going on. And thing about Preacher Carl last night and this morning. We're going to go to the Lord in special prayer for them in just a moment. But let's read our scripture this morning. I'll try to give you what the Lord has given me, laid on my heart, for this morning, the missions conference. Starting off, you know, if we can get started off on the right foot, that'd be a great help. But the Lord's the only one that can really help us. So let's read these verses. Luke chapter 17 and verse number 4 through verse number 6, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. The Bible said, "And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I just want to thank you for this day, for all the many blessings you've given to us. God, you are so good. And Lord, you're faithful. God, you are so much more faithful than we are sometimes. And Lord, we can't do anything today but just say we're unworthy, but God, you're unworthy of all the glory. I mean, you're worthy. We're unworthy. You're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's due unto thy name. And we just come thanking you today, Lord, that you shed your blood on Calvary. Lord, you made a way for us to be saved. God, you give us the gift of eternal life and offered it to all, unto whomsoever will. Lord, we thank you for that. We praise you for that today. And God, we just come today. We have many things upon our heart, upon our mind, people that are sick, people that are in trouble, people that really need thy help. Lord, I pray, God, for your help today. And I pray especially for Brother Carl. I pray for Sister Mary. God, that you just give her and her children the grace in their heart that they need today. Lord, I know that you'll supply that. I've already heard them testify to that sweet peace and the grace of God which passes all understanding. But we pray for Preacher Carl. Lord, we are so thankful for all the labor that he's labored in thy work down through the years. God, I pray you just give him a glorious homecoming. I know that you will. God, I pray that, Lord, your grace would be sufficient. I know that it will. God, we just pray for the days ahead, for the family. Help us to be what we ought to be. God, I pray for the missions conference. I pray for those that are traveling. I pray for Preacher Greg. Lord, his family, his daughter, Lauren, God be with her. Touch her. She's been sick. Lord, we pray especially for her today. Help me as I stand to try to preach what you've laid on my heart. I pray for the help of the Holy Spirit. I pray for preaching unction. I pray for clearness of thought and mind. Lord, I need your help, and I pray that your will be done, that you'd help us as a church. Lord, that you'd increase our faith, and we'll come thanking you, praising you. Lord, we ask it all in Jesus' name, and amen.
All right. Let's go back here in our scripture one more time and read verse number 5. That's really what I want to preach out of today, but the Bible said in verse number 5, it says, "And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith." Now, you mention a missions conference, and a lot of people, they think about a lot of different things. Some people, they say, well, that's just about missionaries. And that, to some people, that's exciting to them. You know, it ought to be exciting to us because we got a lot invested in missions and missionaries. We have missionaries out of our church. We have missionaries working in the schools, and we have preachers out of this church that are working and preaching the gospel. You know, to me,
It's a very exciting thing to think about missions. Now, honestly, some people, they're not as excited as I am about it. They sort of have the attitude about missions, you know, well, I'd rather hear the preacher preach, or, you know, I realize it's a good thing, but, you know, it doesn't excite me. But, you know, it ought to excite us today when we think about missions and missionaries. You know, the only reason that you're sitting here today and you've got a Bible on your lap, and if you can testify and say, I know the Lord is my Savior, if I were to die, I know that I'd go to heaven. The only reason you have any hope for eternity, the only reason you're blessed to the point that you're blessed today is because somebody, somewhere, once upon a time, had a burden and a desire to take the gospel to the regions beyond where they were. That's the only reason you've got any hope today, is because somebody took it to heart that the Word of God says, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And you know, if we got a map today and we found the Middle East, and then we went around the all the way around the other side of the world, we're the uttermost part of the earth. Jerusalem and Bethlehem and Calvary and all the events of the Bible, they're on the other side of the world from where we are. So the only reason we've got any hope today is because somebody, like the Apostle Paul said in Romans 1 and 14, he said, I'm debtor both to the Greeks and to the Jews, or and to the rest. He knew that he was indebted to carry the gospel out into all the world. So we really ought to be excited about missions today, because we are beneficiaries. It may have been hundreds of years ago that some of our families heard the gospel, and we might be in a long line of families that could be thought of or designated as Christian families, but nevertheless, somebody preached the gospel to you. And so we'll say, thank God. Thank God for missions today. And so other people, you mentioned missions conference, they might say, well, that's just about money. That's the church trying to get money out of us. And money, no doubt, has a great deal to do with it, because missionaries cannot take the gospel into all the world and preach the gospel into every creature on, God bless you, we're praying for you. This can't be done that way. It takes money to get the gospel out. It takes money to keep the lights on, and it takes money to print Bibles and tracts and missionaries to go and eat and live and all of those things. And so it does have something to do with money. But I've been thinking, really, it's got more to do with just missionaries and money. It's really got to do with faith. That's what we read about here in the Word of God, and that's what I want to try to preach on today. There's four little words in verse number 5 that really missions has to do with: a missions conference, a missions revival, faith promise missions, whatever we want to call it this morning. But really, it's got to do with these four little words we find in verse number 5, where the disciples said, Lord, increase our faith. That's what we really need this morning. Lord, increase our faith. There's just four little words there, but what a message, what a plea from the disciples. Can you imagine walking with the Lord in His very footprints, seeing Him perform all the great miracles that He was able to perform, and then standing there in His presence and saying, Lord, increase our faith. But that's what they said. Lord, increase our faith. And that's what I want to try to preach on this morning. You know, if it was just about money and what we could do for missions in the coming year, you know, I'd just call it off. If that's what it was just really all about, and it just got down to the bottom line, and if we all just came together and scratched our head and looked in our checkbook and looked at our budget and said, well, I think this is what I could do. You know, if that was all that it involved, then I'd just call it off and I'd say, missions conference called off due to bad economy. Now, wouldn't that be a great testimony? Wouldn't that look good to the world out here if we said, you know, we don't know if we can do much in the work of God in the coming year because the economy's down or the stock market or whatever the case might be. But it's not about that. It really doesn't have anything. That's just a secondary. That's just a tool. But really, it's about faith. In fact, the whole Christian life is about faith. And four times in the Bible, you find the phrase, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Christian life's about faith. And I don't know of anybody here today that wouldn't say and testify, you know, I could use some increase in faith. And so I just want to show you three simple little things out of these four words and leave that with you today to start. First of all, I'd like to point out there is the source of faith. Look at verse number 5. The Bible said there, Lord. Stop right there. The source of faith. They said, Lord, increase our faith. Do you know, He is the source of faith. He's the one that gives you faith. He's the one that grows you faith. He's the one that gives you the grace of God to have any faith to begin with. And you know, it said in verse number 4, and I'm not going to expound upon all of this, but He was talking about the subject of forgiving your brother. Verse 3, verse 4. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And it's in light of that that they actually said, Lord, increase our faith. Now, most anybody can forgive somebody once. Most of us have got enough God about us, maybe that's the right way to put it or not. We've got enough grace about us. We've got enough guts about us. I mean, even lost people that don't even claim to know anything about the Lord, most of them have got enough morality or kindness in them to forgive somebody once. They done me wrong. They said they were sorry. I'll forgive them. That's no problem most of the time. Even real bad things we can say, well, you know, I can forgive. But the Lord's explaining over there, if your brother does you wrong and he does it one time and he comes and he repents, well, you say, I'll forgive you. And he said if he does it 2 times, he said if he does it 7 times in one day and comes and repents, verse number 4, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Now, it was there that the disciples said, now, I've got a problem with that. And we'd probably be the same way, wouldn't we? We think if somebody does something to us 2 or 3 or 4 times, well, they're not really sorry to begin with. Why should I forgive them? Maybe that's how the disciples felt about it. They said, I just don't know about that, but they didn't argue with the Lord. They just said, Lord, increase our faith. Lord, increase our faith. When it comes to that thing about forgiving somebody that's done me wrong 7 times in one day, Lord, increase our faith. And what I get out of this is you don't get faith from a program. You don't get faith from a pep talk somebody gives to you. Faith comes from the Lord. He's the only one that can help them with that. He's the only one that can increase your faith this morning. And I don't know, I'd testify and I'd say like the disciples, I cannot stand here today and say, you know, I'm good on faith. I've got all I need. Why? I'd testify and say, Lord, increase my faith. I need more faith. That's how the disciples were. They knew where to go to have their faith increased. I love reading about the man over in Mark chapter number 9. He brought his son to the Lord Jesus Christ because he was possessed with a devil. And the Lord asked him, now he brought his son and the disciples prayed to cast that devil out, but they couldn't cast him out. You remember that story over there? And the Lord said, how long has he been like that? He said, since he was a child or of a child, he's cast him into the fire. He's tried to destroy him. Can you imagine the turmoil? Can you imagine the life that man had lived on the edge all those years, wondering what every day was going to bring with that son that he had and that devil that had a hold of his son? The Lord Jesus told that man who even the disciples couldn't cast the devil out of his son. Jesus told that man in Mark chapter 9 verse 23. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. He said to that man that had that great problem in his life, he said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You know what I've found down through the years? It's easier for me to believe for somebody else than it is for my own self and my own situation and my own family and my own circumstances. It's very easy for me this morning to stand here and say, well, I believe the Lord could cast the devil out of that boy. That's not my situation. You know, we'll have a missionary write a letter and they've got a great need and we can pray and say, well, I believe God can meet that need. That's no problem for me to believe that. I can pray for somebody else that's sick and say, Lord, raise them up. I believe God's able to do that. But let me get sick. That's a different situation. Let me have a problem in my family and I can believe for your family easier than I can believe for my family. I can believe for somebody's church halfway around the world easier than I can believe for our church sometimes. That's how we are. It's real easy to believe that God could do something for this man. And I believe that man was in the same shape you and I would be in this morning. The Bible goes on in Mark chapter 9 and verse 24. And it says that man, he said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Wouldn't that be that's how we are. Lord, I believe, but you're going to have to help my unbelief. You see, he knew where the source was. It wasn't looking at his son that he had saw deteriorate and go downhill and go through trouble and just about die, no telling how many times. You know, if he lived in our day and time, he'd have been diagnosed with all kinds of mental problems and suicidal thoughts. And I mean, they'd have put him through programs and he'd have been on medication and everything else. But I'm telling you, no matter anything they tried on that boy, it didn't do no good. And so that man said, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Lord, I know you're going to have to give me the faith that it takes to believe what you want to do. What's going on in your life? There's only one that can increase your faith. He's the source. I can't give you more faith. You can't read an inspirational story and get more faith. You might get a good idea. You might be inspired a little bit. But I'm telling you this morning, he's the source of faith. They said, Lord, he's the source. Second of all, this morning, I want to point out there's the supplement of faith. Look what it said in verse number 5. It said, Lord, increase. Stop right there. That's a supplement. The supplement to faith. When you supplement something, you add to that. Now, it's not that they didn't have any faith. I wouldn't stand here this morning and say that I didn't have any faith. I wouldn't stand here and say this morning that, well, if you're having problems in your life, you just don't have any faith. I wouldn't say that. Anybody that knows anything about anything wouldn't say that this morning. They had faith, but they needed a boost to their faith. You ever get like that sometimes? You need a little boost to the faith that you do have. You do have faith. The just shall live by faith. If you're saved by the grace of God, you know some things about faith. But I'll tell you, every once in a while, when things come that we don't know how we're going to do or what we're going to do, we just need a little supplement to our faith. Lord, I need a little boost. Lord, I need a little help. That's how they were. Look over in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I want to, that'll apply to a lot of things in your life, but I want to point something out over there is specifically associated with missions. Now, the Apostle Paul had given two chapters on how to give and support the work of the ministry, how to give so as to get the gospel out into all the world. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and chapter number 9 deals with missions, faith, promise, missions. But I found something a year or so ago that I'd never noticed before. And what I found was after Paul had taught them about missions and giving and how to support the work of the ministry, he comes over in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 15, and he said to the Corinthians there, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. You know what he was saying to the church at Corinth? He was saying, I'm not praying or hoping that you have more money. I'm not praying or hoping that you just have a burden to take on more missionaries. He said, I'm hoping that when your faith is increased, then the gospel will go out more into all the world. That's what he's talking about. But having hope when your faith is increased, that we, he's the missionary, shall be enlarged. That's have a greater ministry by you. That's the church. According to our rule, abundantly. That's what he laid out in chapter 8 and chapter 9. Verse 16, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. How are we going to do any more than we're doing right now? Our faith is going to have to be increased. That's the only way. I don't think we can get a grant from the government, do you? You know, we'd like to do a better work here at Mount Lebanon. I wonder if the government would help us out a little. That's not how we get the work of the Lord done. Most people, their income is not going up. It's been going down over the last few years, and the price of things is going up and up and up. How are we going to do any more than we're doing? Well, God's going to have to increase our faith. And as God increases our faith, He'll increase the work. Like I said last Sunday morning, God will send us helpers to do the work He wants us to do. I believe that with all of my heart. God is not constrained nor confined by the economy of this world. Paul said there in verse number 15, having hope when your faith is increased. I really like that. If we could really study into that this morning, what we'd find out is when we have an increase of faith, it increases our perception, how we see things. It increases our potential, what we're able to do. It increases our power. Now, look back in Luke 17 in verses 4, 5, and 6 over there. When our faith is increased, it increases all of these things. Our perception, our potential, our power. They were talking about forgiveness in verse number 4. He said if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day again, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. They were talking about one thing. This one thing that they had a problem with. But look what the Lord said to them in verse number 6. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Do you know, in fact, the only thing that limits what God can do for us and through us is our own unbelief. You remember in the early days of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he went back through his own hometown there, I believe it's in Matthew chapter number 13, and it said that he passed on, having not done many mighty works there because of their unbelief. He was only constrained because they just didn't have the faith. that they all had, and he passed on. He could not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Faith is important. Faith is important, and sometimes we need our faith supplemented. We need a boost in our faith. If we want to have any increase in the work of the Lord, then God will have to increase our faith. And boy, God's able to do that. You say, preacher, I'd really like to have more faith. I'll tell you, one way to get more faith is just to get into the Word of God. Romans 10:17 said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word. And when we hear the Word of God, it increases our faith. It's not a dead book, it's a living book. And it increases our faith. You know, I'll give you one illustration. I'll move on this morning. I don't know. And I'm about afraid to ask this because I'm afraid nobody will raise their hand. But several years ago, I preached a message on missions, on faith, right here at Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. And in that message, I talked about that I would love to be a part of giving $1 million to missions. That's just something the Lord had put on my heart. Does anybody remember me mentioning that, preaching that? Thank you for being kind, raising your hand, because that's years ago. But you know, that's not something you talk about every Sunday. I'd love. When I meet the Lord, to have had a part. I don't have the means to do that by myself, but in churches and missions conferences, giving $1 million to missions just to get the gospel out into all the world. But you know, when I preach that here at Mount Lebanon, that's not the first time I'd ever preach that message. When I pastored in Idaho, I preached that message out there. And when I preached at Forest Grove, that's where God first laid that on my heart. And I remember God laying that on my heart and me struggling in the little church over there. And I stood up and I preached along the same lines that by faith, I'd love to be able to be just a little part of if the church... What we could give, if I could have a little part in preaching and faith promised missions given to me. And I remember preaching that. I bet that was 18 years ago. 17, 18 years ago, something like that. You know what? I got to figuring up. I got to thinking about that recently. I'd say that's already been done. I'd say down through the years. I sat down this morning with the calculator knowing where I've been and what the churches have given, I'd say that's already been accomplished in the past. You say, preacher, there ain't no way. Do you know what this church gives to missions? I'm not even going to say. You find out. Ask Brother Dale. Ask Brother James. What the church has given to missions down through the years, I'd say that goal has already been passed by and nobody even said nothing about it. But I'm telling you, God's able to increase our faith. And if God puts something in your heart to do, He's able to do it. He's able to do it. And God doesn't have to make a big advertisement about what He does. He just goes on. That's nothing to Him. He's able to increase our faith. He's able to do through us and in us what we do not think that we're able to accomplish in and of ourselves. I'm telling you, sometimes we need to supplement the faith, increase and add to. There's a big work to be done. There's a big work to be done in this county. If you don't think there's a great work, you don't know where you live. You don't know what the situations are. But I'll tell you, God's doing something and it's exciting. We ought to be excited. Sometimes we need to supplement the faith. And I'll go on this morning. The last thing I want to show you there in verse number 5, there's the substance of faith. Now, they said there in verse number 5, and the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith, that's the substance. Faith is substance. You know, there's a definition for faith given in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is substance. I got to thinking about that yesterday and I thought, what an odd verse. If there's a verse in the Bible that I look at and I look at and I look at and I think, you know, what does that really mean? What does that really mean? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. First of all, I would say this, faith is not nothing. Faith is something. A lot of people think about faith and they think, well, faith, that's nothing. That's pie in the sky. That's something out there that we can't see or feel or hear or touch or even discern what it is. But that is not the Bible definition of faith. The Bible says faith is the substance. That's something, isn't it? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Evidence is something that you can find. It's a substance. What if I told you this morning, well, you young people, listen to me. What if I told you that I had enough food in my pocket to eat for a year? Would you believe me? I've got enough food in my pocket to eat for a whole year, and if I'm careful, I could probably eat for the rest of my life on what I've got in my pocket. So I don't know if I'd believe that or not. I do. You know what I got? I got a pack of seed. That's what I've got in my pocket. You might say that's not much, and that might not be much, but I'll tell you, that's something. That's something right there. I got a pack of seed. Now, if I just take that pack of seed and I just lay it to the side and I say, well, Lord, I'm hungry. I want something to eat. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go hungry. Because let me tell you something about that pack of seed. There's a lot of work in that little packet right there. There's a lot of sweat. There is a lot of toil outside. There's a lot of planning that has to go into that. There's a lot of decisions that have to go into that. I have to have a lot of discernment to go into that. There's a lot of money has to go into that. But I'm telling you, I could eat for a year and a year and a year out of that packet of seed right there. Amen. Faith, you say, preacher, I don't see that. And I'm not talking about MREs either. You know what that is? Some of you that's in the military, that's that food that they pack up to take out in the woods and eat and everything like that. You'll die on that stuff. I'm not talking about that junk. I'm talking about good food. I'm talking about eating off the fat of the land. I'm talking about corn and beans and tomatoes and peppers and carrots and everything you could need, and seed reproduces. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the good stuff. There's a lot of work goes into that. There's a lot of faith goes into that, but that is not nothing. That is something, and that's how faith is this morning. Faith is not nothing. Faith is something this morning. And the Bible said, and I'm not taking this out of context, look what Jesus said. They said, Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's the smallest seed there is. God said, if you just had a little seed of faith, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. What is it this morning that you're needing faith for in your life? I don't know. I'd say there's a lot of needs right in this congregation this morning. You might need faith for a job. You might need faith for some financial need that you have in your life. You might need faith for somebody else that's in problems in their life. Faith for somebody to be saved. Faith for somebody whose life is in a mess. You might need faith for guidance in your life. You just want to do God's will, and you want to do things right, and you don't want to get messed up and go down the wrong road, and you say, Lord, I just want you to guide me and lead me. Maybe you need faith for any number of things this morning, but let me say, surely you can find some seed in God's Word to get you started, to get you down the road that you need to be on. They said, Lord, increase our faith. And so surely we could find some seed in God's Word. I've been in my life a whole lot. I said, Lord, I don't know where to go, what to go, how to turn, which way. But the Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. God knows how to do that. God knows how to do that.
I was looking around this morning. I'll tell you this and I'll move on. I told Kim, I said, I need a packet of seed. I need a packet of seed. Now, I had one in the freezer, but I didn't want to bring it because it had seed for next year in it. And I was looking around. I thought, well, I called Daddy. Maybe Daddy's got one. But I think I've got one in the outside building. And I was headed out there and I had my offering already in my pocket. And I said, if I had a packet that's about this size, and I went back in the house, I said, praise God, I'll just use one of them. That's my offering envelope. That's my missions envelope. When you are putting in to get the gospel out into the world, into all the world, that's what we're doing. We're doing by faith. We can't do it all, but God can put His blessing on a little seed, and He can do a whole lot with it. And so they whatever you need is in your life, whatever you're looking for guidance for in your life, just look what the Lord is doing. I was just thinking about it this morning. I was thinking, you know, last Sunday we had, our attendance goes up and down all the time. Last Sunday we had three families out, preachers and their families out, preaching the gospel in different churches. Brother Bill and Sister Sharon won't be here tonight. They're going presenting the ministry so they can go into the schools. And Brother Kyle and Sister Amanda won't be here Monday night. They're starting their work over on the college campus. And Brother Jason was on the radio this week. And I was on the radio this week. Brother Patrick was on the radio this morning. And I mean, if you just look around and take a look, God is doing something. Surely we can see. And we have the opportunity to have a little part in what the Lord is doing out of the local church. Out of the local church. People say give to the Red Cross. They're doing something. Hey, we're not doing nothing. We're doing something. We're doing something by the grace of God. And because of His blessing upon the church and all the missionaries on the board and all that we'd like to see done, praise the Lord forever. Every bit of it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence. Look around. Is there not evidence? What God's doing in the church. What God's doing in our lives. How God has answered prayer in times past. And all the many, many things that the Lord's been able to do. As I close this morning, I would just simply say, back in verse number 5, as we come to have our first day of the missions conference, I think it'd be a good theme. I think it would be a good prayer. Lord, increase our faith.